as I set out this week to begin studying for the message today, I didn't realize how true it was going to be for me this week. It's over those trials and tests that we face, and knowing we're going to be in Job chapter 23, if you want to turn there. But this week, probably, I'd say maybe Thursday at least, I started getting sick. And I ran a fever till Friday afternoon. And I appreciate Brother Dave Steinmuller. He was on call. He was ready to go. And I told him, I said, I'll make the call on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock if I'm going to be able to do it or not. And so as I'm just feeling weak and just not good, you know, the last half of the week, I thought, man, I know what I'm supposed to be doing Sunday morning, and it's not laying in bed, it's not sitting on the couch. And so I just began to study over the sermon that I knew was what God had for me. And it talks about when you're going through those tough times, those trials, that's what we all face. We all go to those times for us that we're going through something and we just don't have maybe the energy to face it, to fight it, whatever it is. We go through those times, and if we're honest, there will be those times when it just seems like, God, you seem so distant. And I know it's all on me. God hasn't moved. God's still there. But there are times when it seems like He's so distant. I know He's working. I know He's doing everything that He does. And He's a consistent, faithful God. And so I know it's on my part. But there are those times when it just feels like, I can't see Him. I can't feel Him. I know He's working, but I can't figure this out. And I know we all go through those times. Life hits us and we feel like that we're just being bombarded. And it's like, okay, God, where are you? Show yourself to me. And I had read this passage probably 2 or 3 weeks back. And I love it because we all think of the fact that Job and the patience of Job. We hear that all the time. And yes, it's patience, but yes, it's faithfulness. And sometimes we say, oh, I wish I had the patience of Job. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because sometimes when we ask for patience, God gives us problems so that we will be patient waiting on Him through the problem. But as I read this passage, I want to give just a little bit of background. This is in Job 23, and I'm going to start in verse 8 where Job is talking. But one of Job's friends has been just saying, hey, you need to just confess your wickedness. You need to realize that the wickedness you've been doing is what's brought all this all these problems about. And we know that Job had lost family and property and all these things. He had lost everything. And his friends, or so-called friends, accused him of being guilty of something that he just needed to go before God and confess. And at this point in chapter 23, Job just comes to the point of saying, you know, hey, I'm not talking to those guys right now. I'm just stating a fact. And that's what he's going to do. And so I'm going to start in verse 8 and just read through verse 12. So if you'd read with me. It says, look, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him. But he knows the way I take. And when he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this testimony of Job. Lord, your word that you've given us. But Lord, I pray right now you'd speak to us. Lord, as each person here is going through or getting ready to go through or just went through some type of test, Lord, help us to draw from your word. Holy Spirit, move in this place, that we will not walk out of here the same as we came in, but we would be touched by you, changed by you, encouraged by you, convicted by you, but drawn so, so close to you. Lord, we lift this time to you and pray that you would be glorified and honored. In your name we pray. Amen. So as I said, Job is telling, he's not really telling his friends, but he is saying the same thing that sometimes I feel like we're the same place. He just, I can't find you, God. I go forward and I look. Well, what they were talking about here, when they say forward and backward, when Job says that in the United States or for most people nowadays, when you say, okay, if you're going to face a direction forward, we're going to say is north, right? That's what we always say. You face north and then you know you're right and you're left and back. But in the times of the Bible, their forward was not facing north. Their forward faced east. And so he's really, when they would say forward, that would be a word that they would use for east. And when he would say backwards, he said that would basically be the same as saying, well, I checked to the east and I checked to the west. And when you're working in the north and I don't see you, and you're working in the south and I don't see you, he's saying, I've looked everywhere for you, God, and I can't see you. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've been there. I've done that. We all have, I think, if we're honest, we get to a point where we are looking everywhere for God. And that's what Job is saying. I'm at a point where I've looked everywhere, God. I've lost everything I had. I've lost my family. I've lost my house. I've lost all my possessions. And now I feel like I've lost God. I've looked everywhere for you, and I can't find you. That's what he's saying. He said, I can't perceive you, I can't behold you, I can't see you. But in that, he says, when he works, so he knows God's still working. But even though he knows God's still working, he still can't feel him, he still can't see, he can't grasp why everything is the way it is. And I think we all get that way. And that's okay. Because, one, it's a good thing that Job's saying, hey, I'm looking everywhere for you, God. Sometimes we do that, sometimes we don't. But then also when he says, I'm going out to look for God, I'm looking for God everywhere. There's times when we look for God in places, and God does work in miracles in different ways, and we should look to see him working. But when you look for him, don't look around you. Look in you. Because that's where he promises he will be. I can look for God to move in the church, and he does. But when I need to look for God, I need to look here. I know he's there. He's promised me he would be. He dwells within me as a Christian. And so when Job says this, he says, I've looked and I can't find him. I can't see him. But then I love verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. Job is a very strong Christian, what we would call today a Christian, but a man of God. So much so that the God of heaven brags on him before Satan. Had you considered my servant Job? Man. I get goosebumps just thinking about the fact that God would brag on a servant of his, and I know I'm not there. What we have to understand is that Job is because he can't find God, doesn't mean he's a bad person, doesn't mean his Christianity is backslidden, it doesn't mean that he's done anything wrong. But he knows that God knows the way he takes. Now, as I read that, I understand that that can mean a couple different things. And I want us to look at that. God knows the way that you take physically. He knows your outward direction. He knows the choices you make that give you the job that you're at, the home that you live in, the relationships you have with people. God knows the directions you take as an outward individual. And he knows that when you take those directions and it leads you to a trial or a test that you go to, he knows that. He knows the ways you take before you take them. They're not surprising him. Job knew that no matter what physical state he was in, no matter what position he was in, the direction he took, he said, I know my God knows my direction. He knows the way I take. Do you know? Do you realize? Do you grasp? Do I grasp the fact that God knows the directions, the ways that I take? Going into the day today, God knew the direction you were going to take. So if you don't think you can find Him, if you think you're going through one of those trials, one of those tests, and you feel like you're all alone, and you feel like you're struggling, understand that God knows where you're at. He knows where your job is at, what's going on there. He knows what's going on in your family. He knows what's going on at work, at school, on the ball field. He knows what's going on. So even if you can't find Him, even if it feels like there is a hedge built up between you and Him, He knows where you're at. Not only does He know physically, but He knows the way that you take. He knows the spiritual choices that you're taking, that I'm taking. Now, sometimes that's more scary than the physical part. He knows the directions I take, the steps I take, the choices I make that lead me to this place or that place. But sometimes it's scarier to know that He understands my heart. In a great way, He knows the good things. He knows where my heart is at. He knows I love Him. He knows it, but He also knows those selfish things that are in there. And He knows when I choose that selfishness and I do the things that I know I shouldn't, He knows the way I take. But He loves me anyway. He knows the way that you take. So Job, as he says this, and for us as well, you could say, we could, and I'm not going to add anything to the Bible, don't get me wrong, but He knows the way you take. He knows where you're at. He knows where you're at. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, everything you're going through, God knows where you're at. You may feel like you're struggling. You may feel like you can't find Him. You may feel like, God, I know You're working, but I just can't see it. You may know that. You may feel that way, but understand that He sees where you're at. He knows where you're at. Job goes on and he says in the next verse, not only does he know the way that Job takes, Job says, when He has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, like I said, God and Satan are having this discussion in heaven, and God has bragged on Job, and Satan is ready to release everything he possibly can that God will allow onto Job to try to make him turn against God. And so we know that Satan is our enemy. Job knows that the things that are happening, he says, when He tests me, when God tests me, Job says, I will come forth as gold. Now we know that the Scripture says that Satan's the one attacking. Satan's the one that killed his family. Satan's the one that took everything away from him physically, materially. But Job said, when He's tested me, I'm not worried about what Satan can do to me. I know that the test comes from my God. So not only does He know the way that we take, He is the one that's testing us. And when He's testing us, there's a couple different reasons. One is to prove our faith. So that if I say I have faith, if it's never tested, how do you know? Coach, if there's guys in the locker room and this big guy sitting down here on the front and he says, I can bench press the whole house. He probably can. But when he says that, how do we know unless we put the house on him? Do you understand what I mean? Our faith has to be proven. And sometimes God puts us through tests to see if that faith is real. Because I can talk a big talk. I can tell you I have faith to move mountains. I can tell you I have a living, acting faith. But if it's never tested, then I never know. If it's not ever tested, then it's not ever got any stronger. I know when I was in high school, I was a very little guy. And when it took time to go to the weight room, I was embarrassed because I didn't want to lift weights. Because I was barely able to lift the bar and everybody else was lifting all these weights. And so I didn't ever lift any weights because it was embarrassing. But you know what happened? I stayed the same size. If my faith is never tested, it's going to stay the same size. It's tested to be proven. And it's also tested to be purified. Because we can think, hey, I've got a good, strong faith. But just like a refiner's fire, and they take and they put gold or silver in it, and it burns out the impurities. Because there's no room for those impurities in that fire. And so God, putting Job through this test, through this refiner's fire, to get rid of all the impurities of his faith. Man. That's where God puts us. That's why we go through those tests, is to prove our faith, but to purify it so that it becomes right before God, so that it's what He desires it to be. Job realized it was God who tested him. And I love this. He knew that he would come forth as gold. You know what? That tells me a couple different things. One, he knew where he stood before God. He knew that when the test was over, that he was going to be right before God because he had a relationship with God going into the test. And so therefore, he knew how he would make it through the test. But not only that, and I think we need to understand this, when he says, I shall come forth, he knew that there was an end to that test. Man, there's times in our life when we just feel like that test is going and going and going, and it's like the Energizer Bunny. It's never going to stop. But Job says, when I come forth, after he's tested me, I shall come forth. It's not a if I come forth. I shall come forth. Because he knew going into the test who was in control of the test. My God. Who has control of what Satan can do to me during the test? My God. Who's going to bring me through this test? My God. We have to understand that the tests we're going through are there for reasons to purify and to refine and to strengthen our faith. As Job knew he would come forth from this test as gold, there's a reason that he knew that. And it tells us in these next two verses, my foot has held fast to his steps. Man, if we look at that, what he's talking about, I stuck to God's path. I held fast to the path that God had for me. Job is saying, that's what I've done, so I know I'm in the right. I've held fast. Nothing can knock me off of the path that God has got me. And that's where we need to set our mind, is that we need to hold fast to the path that God has given us. Do not let someone else knock you off of that path. There are so many things in this life that want to knock me off of that path. I've got to hold fast to that path. That's what Job said he did. He said, my feet have held fast to the path, to the steps. And it goes on, it says, I have kept my way and not turned aside. I have kept my way. The first part, my steps have held fast. Nothing can knock me off of that path God has for me. But this second one's a little harder. I have not turned aside. Man, there are so many times that things in my life want to draw me away from that path. I'll hold on and I'll put a defense if I know that somebody's coming up and they're going to try to knock me off that path. The association has this deal. It's called a joust. And you stand on these deals and you smack somebody with a pole and you try to knock them off the other pedestal. And when you know they're swinging at you, you brace yourself. And you're prepared for that hit so that you don't get knocked off of that little pedestal. And we do that spiritually. And it's really easier when we can see that blow coming. That we know someone's trying to knock us off of that. But the second one, I will not turn aside, is when I draw myself away. It's not an outer force that's trying to knock me off of that path of God. It's something that I desire. It's something that I do that wants to pull me away from where I'm supposed to be. Job says, I have kept my ways and not turned aside. So we have to hold fast and protect ourselves from being knocked off from the outside. We have to not turn aside and be drawn away on our own choices. Because when it's our own choices, if I choose to go away, then I'm choosing to follow my will instead of God. He goes on in the next verse. He says, I have not departed from the commandments of his lips. Man, he's said he's going to follow the commandments of God. Now, in the Old Testament, that's what they did. That was what they were told to do. That's what they were raised to do, was to follow the commandments. If they'd done something wrong, then they would sacrifice. And so many times that they would just try to sacrifice to build the relationship. That's not what it's about. But in the New Testament, we follow those commandments because of our love for God. Those commandments don't build our relationship. They're a reflection of our relationship. But Job says here, he says, I've kept the commandments. I've obeyed the do's and don'ts of God. You know, and that's why a lot of people don't want to come to church. Man, it's all a bunch of do's and don'ts. They tell you, you've got to do this and you've got to do that. And they say, you can't do this and you can't do that. That's not what it's about. It's about the grace of God. And because God loves me so much, because He's offered grace to me, because He took away my sin, I love Him so much, I want to do what He wants me to do. I don't have to do those things to make it to heaven. I give my life to Him. I surrender my heart to Him. And through grace and mercy and the blood of Jesus, I can make it to heaven. And because of that grace and mercy bestowed on me, then I love Him so much, I will do what He wants me to do. That's when I obey the do's and the don'ts, is because I love Him. It's not doing it because you have to. It's doing it because you want to. That's where we need to get to. Job was there. He had not departed from the commandments. And then in the last half of that verse, I have treasured the words of my mouth, of his mouth, more than my necessary food. I think this is kind of pointed sometimes for a lot of us. We know the commandments. We know those are there, the do's and don'ts, all that. But this says, I've treasured God's word more than my necessary food. Do you realize that the Bible says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God? So if you were going to just take in enough food that would amount to the same as the amount of Scripture you took in for the day, you could not hear me preach right now because the stomachs would be growling, mine included. And I don't say that as a joke. I say that as an eye-opener, because that's where we're at. We're supposed to treasure His Word more than we treasure our necessary food. And we don't do it. We come in and get a few meals on Sunday and Wednesday, and maybe a Bible study here and there, or maybe I'll just get a granola bar of a morning and get through. Or I'm going to get through until I can get to the end of the day, and then I'll get enough. I'll get a refresher at the end of the day. And those guys that are working out all the time, I watched a special at one time, and not because I was going to do it, but I watched a special on it for some reason. And they're like, yeah, I eat five meals a day. Why would you eat five meals a day? Because I need that protein to keep up my workout. Well, why would you read the Bible five times a day? To keep up my spiritual workout. You're not going to work out five times on one meal a day. Job did these things. He held fast to the steps. He didn't turn aside. He obeyed the commandments. He treasured God's word. And all of that took place before the test began. I think that's the thing we miss a lot. Is we don't understand. We think, okay, Job's world started falling apart. So man, that's when he got in his Bible and he started reading. And his family was killed. And so that's when he started obeying God's commandments. Life was altered because of what Satan was allowed to do in his life. And so because of that, he got right with God. No. He was right with God before the test began. And so therefore he knew, God knows my way. I'm going to come through this and I'm going to come through correct. I'm going to come through it gold because of my relationship with God. His relationship before the test determined the outcome of the test. You know, when I was in school, and I tell on myself all the time, but there's only one of my teachers here from this, that was when I was in school, and he's probably asleep anyway, so... But, sorry about that. I just had to throw that in. But it's that when I would have a test, the teacher would give me what I needed to study. And I would try to remember as much as I could by reading through it at least once. And then when it came time to take the test, I wasn't prepared. And I can say I honestly didn't do it, but there were friends of mine that they were preparing during the test. That note in their pocket. Man, I used to be a principal at a boarding school and I saw so many notes in the pocket preparing during the test. You know what I'm talking about? But that's where we're at. When we go through a test that we're going through life and all of a sudden we find ourselves in the midst of this test. It's an illness or it's a job change or it's some type of situation. Man, I got to start prepping for this test. That's a little late. We must prepare in advance. And the way we prepare in advance, the reason we prepare in advance is because of love. Job did these things because of his relationship with God. They didn't build his relationship. They were because of his relationship. If I do these things, if I hold fast to His steps, if I don't turn aside, if I keep His commands, if I treasure His Word, that does not build my relationship with God. That is a reflection of my relationship with God. That's where we have to be. And we can't wait till after the test begins. We prepare in advance for the test that's coming. Now, some of us may already be in a test, and I pray that you're prepared. But if you're not in the middle of a test right now, it's coming. So don't wait till it gets here to prepare. Your relationship with God is going to determine the outcome. It's going to be over. You're going to get through it, and maybe not even in this life. But you're going to get through it, and how you're going to come through it is based on how you go into it. We're all going to face tests. And there's one test that every one of us are going to face. Now, if you've accepted Christ, you've began that test. If you haven't accepted Christ, that test is coming. And that test is, what are you going to do with Jesus? Well, that doesn't seem like much of a test. Yeah, it is. When they ask in the Bible, well, you know, if I release Barabbas, what am I going to do with Jesus? Failed that test, didn't he? What are you going to do with Jesus? Because I'll tell you, he came to earth for you to be a Savior. He died on the cross for your sins. He's offering forgiveness for you. That's what's set before you. The test is, what are you going to do with Jesus? There were so many times when I'd love to have had somebody else take a test for me. Doesn't work. And nobody else can take this test for you. I can prep you for this test. I can share the right answer for this test. But the bottom line is, what are you going to do with Jesus? The final testing date for each of us is different. I don't know when your final testing date is. I don't know when mine is. But I know it's coming. And what we have to understand is that when that test is over, it's over. We have to understand that we're responsible for our own test results. Now, if you've accepted Christ, you've already started that part of the test and you're good. But the bottom line is, you're going to be tested daily of what you're going to do with Jesus. And I can't tell you how that's going to turn out. But I know, even as a Christian, I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and He's going to say, what have you done with what I've given you in my Son? And I will get my test grade that day. What are you going to do with Jesus? Don't wait till the test before you start to prepare. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, I love you. I can honestly say I don't understand. But I know you're in control. Lord, I pray for each of us here that you would draw us face to face with you today. That we would make the decisions we need to make. Lord, I pray for those out there that are trying to decide. Lord, draw them with your Spirit. Lord, for those that are facing tests, God, I lift them to you. Lord, encourage them. Let them know. Those that are seeking to find you, Lord, I pray that they be found. That you'll be found by them. Lord, as we close this part of this service, may you open this part of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.